We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you played last Thursday night against SEC. You won that game 54-6. What'd you like about that game? I heard Ben Meehan had himself a good debut for this season.
Yeah, we played pretty well. SEC is a much improved team over last year, so I was really happy with how we handled the game. excuse me, sorry. We did a lot of things good, but we had a lot of first game mistakes. You know, I was really impressed with our overall effort throughout the game. There wasn't any plays off. We tackled real well. I mean, all the way from my older kids, and I was really, really pleased with my younger kids out there. You know, I got my two freshmen, Dustin Foster, Jaden Wilcox, starting on defense more for me. I thought we did well there. You know, we still got to get our, you know, receivers in tune with our quarterback. We're still working on that. And, you know, pass coverage was an issue for us, even though, you know, stats show otherwise. But we want to button those things down and see a lot of improvement this week.
With the playing last Thursday, were you guys able to do anything last Friday in preparation for this week?
We could have. We chose not to. We watched game film our game film last week, and we just, you know, and then we went and did a little light workout stuff. Our Altoona Midway played at 3:00, so there was no way that we could go down and watch it if we wanted to. You know, there wasn't much that we could do to get ready for this week other than improve ourselves.
What do you feel like the biggest thing improvement-wise has been this week for you guys?
Well, hopefully it's our blocking and our route running. You know, we've got to be able to move people. We fell into a habit last week of trying to just get in the way and stop. I want to see people driven backwards, and I think we'll do that a little bit better this week. And of course, you know, I hope our passing game comes around a little bit better. And if our passing game comes around a little better and we run block a lot better, we'll be off to the races this week, I hope.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you host Altoona Midway tomorrow night. What challenges lie ahead? And as you mentioned, they played an afternoon game last Friday. But what challenges lie ahead with the Jets?
Well, they could be a little bit more athletic. I don't know. I didn't get game tape of them until last night, so I'm trying to scramble right now. They've got a couple of really good kids back off of last year's team that made the playoffs, and we're just waiting to see how we match up, I guess. I mean, it's kind of like starting off game one again without knowing what the heck anybody's doing. I guess that's one of the bigger challenges.
When you look at that result against Chautauqua and they lose the game 78-33, they give up a lot of points, but they were able to score some points. So what kind of concerns you maybe when you maybe saw that final score, knowing you just got the game film last night?
I just wanted to know who scored the touchdowns. and the game film's spotty at best, so it's hard to even tell off the game film, but you know, I know Chautauqua, I know Altoona can put points on the board because they embrace a lot of laterals and a lot of trick plays. So, you know, we just got to be sound on defense, make sure that we stay home. And then once after we stay home, we need to make sure we finish plays tomorrow.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night against Altoona Midway, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Hey, I appreciate you, and have a great day.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas on KVOE, live and local.